had a whole water, our drinking water. And we had these great big barrels, you know, wooden barrels, and stick them in the back of the wagon. We all go to town and see Grandma, and get a load of water and bring it home. We have a big tub that fit over the top of it, so too much of it would splash out.
And you have a clear sound for your water?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a well down here, way on down this, that we went and got water from sometimes. But Santaquin water tasted the best.
Was Santaquin closer?
This one down here would be closer. It was just down there, but the spillway. It's a canal that goes down through there. That's where it was, just on below that a little ways. And we'd haul from there sometimes. But I don't know. I'd stay. The kids would all be sitting there in the wagon. Mother and Dad would be up on the seat riding, you know. Us kids would be right in here behind, and then the water back here. I was afraid the darn stuff would tip over, especially when we had to come down. The road was down over this hill up here. We come right across that hill by that, but where Tibbetts live. The road come right across there and right down, and, you know. And it was rough, but anyway, that's where we had to come. That was where the road was. And I was afraid that water would tip over. And so I never did go to sleep. I stayed awake and watched that barrel. I wasn't having it tip over on us.
So how long would it last you? How long would that much water last?
Well, it all depends on what you have to do with it. You know, sometimes you'd have to wash with it, but sometimes finally got the water in the ditch over here, you know, and we would have a barrel out there sitting by the ditch, and we'd dip it full of water when the water comes down, and let it settle. A lot of times it was kind of muddy, but it would settle and good enough so we could wash clothes in it, or bathe in it, or whatever. I don't know, a barrel of it wouldn't last too many days. Of course, it's fun to go back up to Grandma's, you know, for the evening.
So you went there a lot.
Yeah, we went there quite a bit. But sometimes we melted snow to do our dishes and the washing in.
Was that little?
We had to wash on a washboard. That was over here.
Was that little house cold in the winter time, or was it
warm? You know. No, it was warm. Me and Sydney lived there, see? Art was born in that little house.
I didn't know that! Oh, that's great!
And, no, it was nice. You just had this cook stove there in the corner, and sometimes you have to open the door to get too hot in there. But it was logs, and then just a tiny, you know, not too big, and so it kept it nice and warm. Art never had a cold that whole winter. He's a baby, he was born in July. He went through the winter in that house, and we'd take him with the buggy and the horse, who had a horse and buggy, and he'd come to church all the time with that. Even if it was snow, we'd go to church.
There are some people nowadays who don't do that.
No, if it's snow, we gotta stay in the house. Anyhow, it's a lot of fun.